Welcome back to Bases Loaded. I'm your host, as always, Eric Ellison. And on this week's episode, we'll be recapping some NFL playoffs as we've just... Well, I mean, it's been 2 weeks since our last show. So we'll be recapping the wild card and divisional round, and then previewing the conference championship games, which coming up this Sunday. We'll discuss Indiana winning the college football national championship, which was Monday night, and then we'll wrap it up with some MLB offseason as it started to heat up a little bit before we have like spring training in about like a month. Pitchers and catchers, a little less than that, maybe 3 weeks or so. And then, I mean, we have the World Baseball Classic this year, which I think is going to get started in like early March. I think it's that first week, somewhere around there. And I think that'll be, I'm not sure how long, at least a couple weeks, like maybe 2 to 3, something like that. As that's kind of, you know, they're not so much Olympic type, you know, competition, but I mean, we are having the Olympic, or when baseball and softball back in the Olympics in 2028 again, after a hiatus from 2024, with it being in Paris, France, and all. So we'll get into that. Some stuff pretty much just happened like the past week, I would say, maybe a week and a half, with some trades that went down the past couple days, and then free agency in the last week. So some exciting stuff there. So doing the wild card round, we had, I mean, wild card weekend, six games. The two on Saturday, three on Sunday, and then one on Monday night. With, I gotta get to the, nope, it's not gonna be there apparently. Wild card. So Saturday we had the Rams beating the Panthers. If I'd have thought it clearly, that would help. 34-31 in Carolina. The Rams were the 5 seed, Panthers 4. Then we had the Bears completing an 18-point comeback to beat the Packers 31-27. And then Sunday, we had the Bills beat the Jaguars 27-24. 49ers beat the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles 23-19. Patriots took care of the Chargers 16-3. And then Monday night game was the Texans taking care of the Steelers, which then Mike Tomlin stepped down as coach like the day, or was reported like the day after, or maybe a day or two after. So, and then division round, we had the Broncos beating the Bills 33-30 in overtime, with then Bonitz being out for the rest of the playoffs with a broken bone in his ankle that he sustained in overtime. And then the Seahawks took care of the 49ers 41-6. And then Sunday we had the Patriots beat the Texans 28-16. And then the Rams beat the Bears 20-17 in overtime. Setting up the AFC Championship is this Sunday at 2 on CBS. The Patriots against the Broncos, both are 14.5 point favorites, or both have won 14 games, lost 3 in the regular season. And then 5:30 on Fox is the NFC Championship, Rams at the Seahawks. Seattle is 2.5 point favorites, and New England is 4.5, which has went down. I think they were like 7-point favorites as of like Monday or maybe Sunday night. So that's definitely, and we'll see if it goes, there's any adjustments, you know, before like, and the game's at 2, so by like noon on Sunday, you know, we'll have like our full, you know, injury report and all that set for that. I mean, maybe, and then probably like 3 o'clock for the NFC. So yeah, we'll have them at, you know, at Mile High in the altitude. And then in Seattle, I don't know if there's going to be like any, you know, weather to play with it. It'll be coldish in Seattle, and then like Denver can probably be a chilly one, you know, with altitude and all that. But we haven't really had, I mean, we had like some wintry games. The Bears-Rams game was pretty cold. I think it was like 18 and felt like 18. Something like that. And then I think they were dealing with snow beforehand. Same with like the, I think there was a game the week before in Wild Card that was also like that. And then we'll have the Pro Bowl games. That's Tuesday, February 3rd. Not that, you know, it's really that exciting. And then Super Bowl 60 on NBC/Peacock on February 8th at 5:30. And that's, you know, the end of the season, really. And then I don't know when, I think the start of the new season with like free agency and stuff is like March. Like that first week of March, stuff like that. So it kind of, you know, kicks off right away. It's not like the closest like turnaround between seasons or anything like that. Because I know like, well, there's like, you know, women's basketball, like college basketball, like their national championship game is like, I think like on a Sunday, and then like the draft is like the next week, like, and then the season starts like a month or so later. Like that's a pretty, you know, quick turnaround. Because NBA is like, you know, it'll be like mid-June. Like if the finals go to like game 7, you know, it will be in mid-June, and then the draft is like, I think like 10 days to 2 weeks later. So there's a little bit of time, and then, you know, season picks up with like training camps and stuff like that in like end of September, October. So it's kind of, you know, like all sports, we have like season never fully ends. I mean, you know, I mean, if teams are eliminated, they're already kind of looking at, you know, the draft and free agency and what they would be able to do in there. I mean, if you have a first-round pick, I mean, there's some teams that don't. Like, Atlanta doesn't. Green Bay doesn't. I think there's another team that don't have their first round because of, like, trades. So there's that. Because we know the Raiders have the first overall pick. No, the Jets have 2. That's the only one. They have their own pick, which is second overall. And then they have the Colts pick from trading Sauce Gardner to them. So I don't know when that. I think that's also, it's gotta be in the top 20. Because the Colts didn't make the playoffs. Because then the Cowboys have theirs and the Packers. And the Packers lost in the wild card rounds, which became the 20th overall pick. And their pick is like in the early teens, so you know, definitely, you know, getting ahead of ourselves. But I mean, these both hopefully are good. I mean, we've had, I mean, the division round was all well, except for like two games. Seahawks Niners. I think I turned that off by like, had it been like third quarter, because it was not, it was pretty much over. They returned like the opening kickoff. Seattle did for a touchdown. And then, you know, the Niners were never really in it. And then Patriots, Texans, like that was a lot closer. One half closer to the score, would say, despite the Patriots having like five turnovers. And then Rams, Bears, it was like, I don't know what, it was like 10, tied 10-10, I think at halftime, and then like, there wasn't a whole lot happening, and then the Rams took the lead, and then the Bears needed like a miracle, and like a fourth and something, and Caleb Williams made something happen, so like a throw that pretty much only him and like maybe Mahomes can make. Maybe like Josh Allen would be the other person that could see doing that to hit Cole Kmet in the corner of the end zone. And like the defender played it pretty wrong. Like I don't know, mistimed it or just something, but like he didn't see it. And then the Bears stopped them in overtime to get the ball, and all they had to do was go down and take a field goal, but there was like, you know, some miscommunication between DJ Moore and Williams, thinking he was going to run his route something. So he threw it, you know, where he thought he was going to be, and he didn't fully run that route. So ended in an interception. And then the Rams go down and hit the field to win. And then have to go, now they go, you know, to Seattle to face the Seahawks for a third time this year. And they won the first game. Of the season between them. I don't know when they played it. Played a while ago. Like the last game was Thursday Night Football on December 18th, and the Seahawks won 38-37 in overtime. Where did they play? I think it was like earlier in the season. Okay, and then they play November 16th. I don't have the week now for the season, but 21-19. So, I mean, very close games. I mean, games have been decided by 3 points combined, because they played a month apart, and then, yeah, now it'll be like a month apart as well. Let's see, the first game was in LA, and then the second game was in Seattle, okay. And the Broncos and Patriots have not played this season. I don't know if they played each other in a while in the regular season. I mean, sure, at one point, does it kind of like, you know, we'll rotate opponents and stuff like that. But I think they played each other every year for a while, because, I mean, that's when, like, Peyton Manning was quarterback for Denver. So, like, you know, Tom Brady's still in the, you know, Patriots, kind of doing that thing with, you know, their rivalry together. And then, because, I mean, that game, well, it would have been a battle of second-year quarterbacks, but Bo Nix is out. So you have Drake May, who was listed as named as an MVP finalist. It was Drake May, Josh Allen, who won last season, Matthew Stafford, Christian McCaffrey. I don't know the other one. It was like four quarterbacks, and McCaffrey. Here we go. Trevor Lawrence. Well, that Trevor Lawrence isn't going to have a really a chance at winning MVP. Says he's also finals for comeback player of the year along with McCaffrey. I think McCaffrey probably will win that. If he doesn't win that, he's a chance to win offensive player of the year, which him and May are also a finalist. So we have, they do that during the NFL Honors Awards, which is February 5th. It's always that Thursday before the week of the Super Bowl. And then, so it's MVP, you have your Offensive and Defensive Player of the Years, Offensive and Defensive Rookie of the Year. Do we do a Coach of the Year? Yeah, we do Coach of the Year. We have like Combat Player of the Year. We'll have the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. I thought they do like Best Lineman. Coach of the Year is Liam Cohen of the Jaguars, Ben Johnson of the Bears, Mike McDaniel of the Seahawks, Kyle Shanahan of the Niners, and then Mike Vrabel of the Patriots. Oh, we have assistant coach. Okay. Combat Player of the Year is Lawrence and McCaffrey, Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs, Lions edge rusher Aiden Hutchinson, and Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. Defensive Player of the Year is edge rusher Will Anderson Jr. of the Texans, Broncos edge rusher Nick Bonito, Browns rusher Myles Garrett, who pretty much has that award in the bag after setting the single season sack record. And then Aiden Hutchinson. And then we have Micah Parsons. Offensive Player of the Year, Puka Nacua, B.J. Robinson, Jackson Smith, Najabe, as well as McCaffrey and May. Defensive Rookie Years, Giants edge rusher Abdul Carter, Seahawks defensive back Nick Emanwari, Falcons edge rusher James Pierce Jr., Browns linebacker Carson Schwinsinger, and Falcons safety Xavier Watts. And then for Offensive Rookie of the Year, we have Jackson Dart, Buccaneers receiver Amika Mbuka, Patriots running back Travion Henderson, Panthers wide receiver Tataria McMillan, and Saints quarterback Tyler Shaw. I mean, MVP, I think, I mean, if I had to vote, I probably would vote for Matthew Stafford. Coach of the Year, it could be, I don't think it would be Shanahan. It's gotta be any of the others, just like they all, like Jaguars, Bears, Niners, Patriots, they all, the Niners, not so much, but like the other teams, like they improved on like their win 12 from last year by a lot, quite a bit. Like Patriots, I think it was like 10. Bears was like, you know, like 5 or 6. It was like, I mean, for all of them. Comeback. Maybe Aiden Hutchinson. Defensive Player of the Year, it's probably, yeah, it's going to be Myles Garrett. Offensive Player of the Year, maybe McCaffrey or Puka Nacua. Defensive Rookie, I don't really know. It could be any of them. Offensive Rookie, maybe like Dart or Buka. I mean, Dart missed a bunch of time too with concussions and like injuries. So I feel like, I don't think it'd be the Saints quarterback Tyler Shaw. I don't think he'd have a chance. Let's see, we have like how many? Nationwide panel of 50 media members who regularly cover the league completed voting before the playoffs begin. So the votes are even tallied. It's more of like, we won't know until that ceremony. I wonder if, do they vote on Walter Payton Man of the Year or two of those 50? Or is it like, or maybe like past winners would have a vote too? I don't know. So we have that, and like we had like breaking news like, I don't know, maybe 2 hours or so ago, that the Ravens are hiring Bolts defensive coordinator Jesse Minter as their next coach. They signed to a 5-year deal. What else do we have? The Dolphins' previous head coach Mike McDaniel is going to be the Chargers' offensive coordinator. We have Kevin Stefanski is now the coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Robert Saleh is the coach of the Tennessee Titans. We still don't know who the coach of the Bills. Oh, that's what, yeah, the Bills fired Sean McDermott. That was a day or two after the game against the Broncos in the playoffs. So they still need a coach. The Steelers still need a head coach. I think that's kind of where we're thinking of. On like where else there is a vacancy in regards to the NFL coaching carousel. Yeah. So coming back to like the championship games, I mean, who I hope will win, I'm rooting for Denver and the Rams. The Rams, because they did like an ESPN, you know, like NFL playoff, you know, pick'em bracket thing that they do. And I picked the Rams. And you could only enter two brackets, which was kind of interesting. Because, like, March Madness, you can enter 25. I didn't enter 25, and there's, like, 64 teams. I had to pick, like, how many games? But, like, NFL playoffs, where there's only 14 teams, 13 games, I can't pick more than two brackets. Or I can't submit two brackets. So that's cool. But I think it's like with March Madness, I think if you pit the champion correctly, you get like entered to win money. It's not like a lot, it's like a cash pool of like, I don't know how much. I think if you win, you can enter to win. Is it 1,000 or maybe it's 5,000? A couple? I don't remember. I mean, March Madness is only in 2 weeks. 2 months. Not 2 weeks. 2 months. We're not even March. You know. And that's when I'm like, oh, I remember the rules. And then then we get to like the next basketball season starts, and I'm like, I don't remember. So, Denver has. I don't want the Patriots to win and get to the Super Bowl again. Because I know people are glad that my Chiefs are in the playoffs, but you're probably would be more mad if the Patriots won another one. So, you know, and they got pretty lucky to win those last two games. Like, they may have had some turnovers, and if the Texans had even a remotely functioning offense, they probably could have won that game. I mean, if it was I don't know if it was just what it was he just had, but I mean, if they played that game in, like, Houston, I think they would have won. I don't know if the weather conditions or anything, they just weren't prepared or what, but so that was a little weird, but so we're not in it, but we do have the 9th overall pick, so we'll get a nice, you know, good first round pick to like get us back into contention. Because we have like 3 picks in the top 75, so that's pretty good. And then our 4th round pick is like 103 The Hive Relic 106. It's something in the early 100s. It's before 110. I know that, so... We have some players that I would like to see. I'd like if we can get Jeremiah Love with our 9th overall pick. That would help our offense a lot. You know, taking pressure off the throwing and all that. We became kind of one-dimensional. We didn't have that strong a run game. Because then we could have him. You know, we could keep... Why Isaiah Pacheco would be... I think this would be like his 5th year. So, you know, like that'd be like a 5th-year option. And then, you know, have him then finally have like a full offseason where he's not been injured in a while to kind of get back. And then, you know, we can get some like pass rush is probably the main thing. You know. So, yeah, we'll do that more like when we get to like free agency and draft, you know, gets closer. So yeah, and then now transitioning to Indiana winning college football. They have a national championship. Like I said, that was Monday night. They played, well, Indiana was the number one seed. They were 15-0. They played the 10th seed at Miami, and Indiana won 27-21. I think the game was in Miami. So it was kind of a home, you know, home game for the Miami Hurricanes as they tried to win like their first national championship. Ooh, since I think 02 or 01, like it was early 2000s. And then Indiana was looking for and then won their first national championship in football. Because they've had to have a couple in men's college basketball because of Bob Knight as the coach. So I would imagine they've won some there. And then that was Monday, the semifinals. Yeah, we're like the 8th and 9th. So it's been a while, and now we're done. I think the transfer portal is pretty much closed. I know, I think tomorrow is the deadline for players that played for Miami and Indiana to declare for the NFL draft. And then we kind of get done, kind of wraps up the season until, I mean, they do like spring, you know, games and stuff like that. I don't really know how, you know, big of a deals are. Doesn't know, like, I've watched, like, Big Ten Network. I think they show, like, all the teams' games. Or, like, you know, you can watch them, like, on a rerun type of thing. So, I mean, I don't know if they're doing anything. I mean, it's like, it's a spring game. Like, if something happens, like, a serious injury, like, they're not going to be ready for the regular season to start in, like, end of August, early September. So I don't really know why they would do a spring game. Maybe they haven't done it in a while, but if not then, you know, it would be till summer. So, you know, that kind of pretty much closes the book on this past season of college football. And the second year of it being a 12-team football or 12-team playoff format. We'll see if they make any changes. I think there was talks, but it sounds like the Big Ten and SEC are pretty like no at the moment. But if anything, you know, changes. I don't know if they might wait or if there would be like a... Because when it was like 4 teams, they would like meet and discuss because there was like a 12-person committee, I think. And like one of the founding members of the committee was Wisconsin old head coach, and he was the athletic director at the time, Barry Alvarez. So I don't know what changes they would make. Because they did with, like, you know, first year was like the top five highest rated conference champions, or the number 1 through 5 seeds, with the top 4 highest rated being getting that first round bye. And then they changed it so it was just like the 4 highest ranked teams, regardless of conference champion or not. So, I mean, they might. Maybe they would bump it to like 16. Because they also kind of. I think like half the teams that had a first round bye lost this year, and then the other half won. Whereas last year, I think all the teams that had a first round bye lost. And then the eventual national championship champion was Ohio State, who played in that first round and, you know, won in route to the championship. So that'd be like an issue. I think if they did expand, that'd probably be like maybe the logical. And then you'd have like, you know, that 1 versus 16 matchup. It's like you play that first round game, and then I think it's like a week. It has to be like a week until like the next games. So maybe they would do something. I think that'd be like the only thing I could think of that they would consider at this moment. But, you know, we'll see. But they kind of capped off, you know, a pretty historic comeback for Indiana, or player program like comeback turnaround. Finished the season undefeated, won a conference championship. Their quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, won the Heisman, and then has declared for the NFL draft, most likely going to be the number 1 overall pick to the Oakland or Las Vegas Raiders. Unless the Raiders do something like crazy and trade it. But they do need a quarterback, because they have like Geno Smith, who they traded for from Seattle. And I think they also had Kenny Pickett as like the backup. And, you know, both of them aren't going to be able to compete in a division that has Mahomes and Herbert, and, you know, Bo Nix, and like his second year, be able to lead this team to the conference championship, and, you know, won't be able to play. But, you know, if he didn't like improve, you know, progressing and developing, then the Raiders are gonna need something to kind of jumpstart that team into like at least competing, or like, you know, not even like competing, but at least improving. Because they won like 2 games, I think, 2 or 3 games. So, like, you know, Mendoza could probably at least maybe help them double their win total. At least make progress. So, you know, that ends that, you know, college football season. Now we're, like, into basketball. I think baseball's gotta be starting up soon. Same with, like, softball. What other spring sports? I mean, they have, like, track. But, I mean, with it not being the Olympics, Summer Olympics this year, it's probably not going to be, like, as touch as, I mean, some of them would probably be, like, competing to, like, go to the Olympic qualifiers and, you know, hope to make the, you know, Olympic team. But kind of see, you know, it's not. And it doesn't, like, get much, you know, attention as to it. It's, like, spring, so it's pretty much your baseball, softball. I mean, NCAA, I'm sure track has been there, but it's. But I think, like, baseball and softball are more, like, what dragged in, like, you know, viewers and, like, ticket sales and, like, you know, revenue for these schools than track and field as much. But, you know. So, and then now wrapping up with MLB offseason stuff. I mean, today we had the Nationals trading, what was it, starter Mackenzie Gore to the Texas Rangers. A 5-for-1 trade with the Washington Nationals on Thursday. Gore turns 27. Has received a handful of prospects. 18-year-old third baseman Gavin Fien, the 12th overall pick in last year's draft. Nationals also received right-hander Alejandro Rosario, first baseman, and Belete Ortiz, shortstop Devin Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's hyphenated. And outfielder Yamari Cabrera. Oh, and then there's this pitcher. Oh, going back to football, I forget. The New York Giants chose John Harbaugh as their head coach, or their new head football coach. So that really just pops up after I read that, you know, Nationals trade. Well, it says, like, Jets, or it says he says Giants can't wait to play for John Harbaugh, which maybe then, yeah, he did do that. So we had that. Yesterday we had the Brewers sending Freddy Peralta to the Mets. They had a top prospect. And then we had Cody Bellinger signing a 5-year deal. I think it was like $162 million with the to stay with the New York Yankees, I believe. We had Kyle Tucker signing with the Dodgers. That was last week. I think it was last Friday it broke. We had, we're going to talk about that, but Alex Bregman signed with the Cubs for 5 years. And then we also traded with the Marlins for Eduardo Cabrera, starting pitcher. What else has happened? That's kind of like Twins re-signed, I don't know if he was their closer last year or was a closer for them in the past. Signed him on like a 2-year deal. Victor Tiratini, like a veteran catcher. I think he also played some first base. He signed like a 1-year deal. Yoan Moncada, I think, signed a 1-year deal. It's now like that Tucker signed, Bellinger signed. I don't think there's any, like, big-name pitchers left. Especially on, like, in, I mean, the trade market. We had the Hall of Fame vote. Or Hall of Fame announcement, I should say. With the only people voted in were Carlos Beltran and Andrew Jones. Getting the 75% they needed. And then, so they'll be inducted this year as long as, along with contemporary baseball era lefty Jeff Kent. So that's that. So, yeah, I mean, not surprising. I mean, some of the other names, you know, weren't going to get in. But so we'll kind of see how things, you know, go from there. So, I mean, now that we've had, you know, those kind of the big name or free agents kind of sign their deals, I don't know, other than trade, that's probably where we're going to probably see the most offseason moves from now. We'll see if anything else happens. I don't really, other than like probably some like veteran players will maybe sign like a 1 year or 2 year deal. That's probably what we're gonna have left when it comes to MLB like off season news. So there's nothing really gonna be happening until we get to the World Baseball Classic, which will be like the big thing. I mean, there'll be spring training, but it's like, you know, are you going to be watching a whole lot of it? Probably not. Because, you know, you'll watch, I mean, the main players will play a couple innings and get some at-bats and that's it. Especially if they've been playing in the World Baseball Classic, they might play for a little bit and then go doing, like, some, you know, practices and, you know, with their, you know, country, you know, that they're playing for. So, I think they also bumped that up, too. I think it's, like, 16 teams now. I think, because I think last time they did was 23. There might have been 12. I know in 2017, when the USA won, there was 12 teams. So, we'll see. But yeah, we'll definitely be covering about that because that'll be fun. See if the U.S. can win. I mean, we have a lot to go through. Japan, you know, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico are going to be tough as well, or as always. So, kind of see where that goes. And yeah, that wraps it up for this episode. I know I'm not going to be back next Thursday, as I'm in like a play that we had practices just starting this week. That's like a bunch of different plays and like a one kind of event. And then, so the one I'm in practice is on Monday, but then on Thursday nights we're doing, you know, all the shows, you know, running through some all of them. So that'll be kind of fun to see what the other shows are about and what's going on with them. So I'm gonna have to, like, you know, adjust schedule for that, but we'll figure something out. We'll make it work. Maybe something earlier in the afternoon on Tuesday or Thursday. Tonight I have to work like 6 to 1:30, so sometimes I do miss a show because I fall asleep. I take a little nap in the afternoon and I wake up, it's like, oh well, miss my time. So, well, we'll work that out later. That's an easy fix. But thank you all for listening. Stay warm out there and peace out.